What is the purpose of the Mishkan? What is its essence? What is it trying to accomplish? How are we supposed to relate to it, understand what Hashem has in mind, what its purpose is for us? These are all very simple, straightforward, perhaps even obvious questions, but they're certainly quite profound, and the significance of the answer to those questions, whatever the answer is, obviously is going to have tremendous consequence on our understanding of our relationship with Hashem and our understanding of this so important and central aspect of Jewish life, the Mishkan that is being described in our Parsha, and then eventually the more permanent Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah in Parsha Lamed Gimel addresses this question in a powerful, even emotional, and very close reading of the opening of our Parsha. The Psukim at the beginning of our Parsha, of course, in Perchav Hei, Pasuk Beis, tells us, V'yikhu li truma. Hashem tells them that they need to make a collection for the ultimate building of the Mishkan and all of the different utensils, the kelim, that will go into it. And then a few Psukim later in Pasuk Ches, of course, we read about that ultimate purpose, the famous Pasuk, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, you will make for me a mikdash, a home, a tabernacle, a mikdash, and I will dwell within them. The Medrash seems to be bothered by the fact that in both of these critical psukim here at the outset of our parsha, there's an unnecessary insertion of the word li. Why couldn't the pasuk have just said v'yikhu truma, take, gather, donate a contribution to build the Mishkan? Why couldn't it just say v'asu mikdash, v'shachanti b'tocham, make a mikdash, and I will dwell within it? Yet in both of these psukim, you have the insertion, seemingly unnecessarily so, of the word li. V'yikhu li truma, take for me a donation. Asu li mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham, make for me a mikdash. But the purpose that you're doing it for God seems to be self-evident. It is Hashem commanding. In the psukim themselves, the diktuk, the grammar anyway indicates it being for Hashem. V'shachanti b'socham. So why is the necessity of the word li in these psukim? It seems to be a little bit too focused. Why make it so personal? Why the repeated use of the word li? So in order to answer this question, the Medrash answers by taking a step back and addressing that more fundamental question that we started with, which is, what's the purpose of the Mishkan? And in order to answer that question, the Midrash here makes an incredible assertion. And that is that according to the Medrash, the mitzvah of the Mishkan actually was not told to the Jewish people until after the sin of the golden calf, after the Chet HaEgel. Now this is an amazing assertion because, of course, in the order of the psukim themselves, we are now reading about the construction of the Mishkan, but we won't read about the sin of the golden calf for 2 weeks until we get to Parshas Ki Tisa. And yet, what the Medrash is telling us, something which we've seen in a previous shiur in this series, that there is a theory that's accepted, at least among some members of Chazal and some Mefarshim, of Ein Muktam Umuchar B'Torah, that there are situations in which, for reasons which we don't always understand, the Torah will present things not in their correct chronology. And this is an example of that. The psukim that detail the building of the Mishkan are presented before the sin of the golden calf, but yet says the Medrash explicitly, and in fact Rashi in a number of places endorses this view as well, that in fact the Mishkan was given to the Jewish people after the sin of the Chet HaEgel, after the Egel, specifically because, says the Medrash here, it was a response to the Chet HaEgel. In fact, the Medrash explains in really beautiful and almost emotional terms, it can be understood in a very deep way by analyzing the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Bet, where we read that it says, Ani Yishena V'libi Er. I am sleeping, but my heart, you know, is awake, is aroused, is pounding. And we know that all of Shir HaShirim is a metaphor for the Jewish people's relationship with Hashem. And here, according to one interpretation, the Medrash says, what does it mean, Ani Yishena? That's the Jewish people saying that we are not just tired, but exhausted in the sense of choser tikva. We have given up hope. We have lost hope. Why, says the Medrash? Ani yeshena mimaisa egel. That is to say, we realize the terrible sin as a nation that we did when we sinned with the golden calf. And of course, Hashem got upset at us. He distances himself from us. And says the Medrash, the Jewish people are saying metaphorically, Ayini Yishena, we have lost hope. When will Hashem ever forgive us? When will He take us back? However, the pasuk continues and says, V'libi er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Martik Alai. The Medrash says that the word libi, my heart, in this context is a metaphor for Hashem. Hashem is the heart of the nation of Israel. What a beautiful, powerful image in its own right. Hashem is that pulsating heart. It is what gives us life, is our relationship with Hashem. Libi er, even though ani yishena, even though I am exhausted, in a certain sense, out of depression, out of a total loss of hope in a future relationship with Hashem, when I'm at my lowest, libi er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu martik alai. It's Hashem who is knocking, so to speak, on the door, trying to shake us out of our despondent state and tell us, no, it's not over. I was upset at you, and you deserve to be punished. You deserved my anger. But that doesn't mean I want to abandon you forever. I want to come back to you. And therefore, I want to reunite with you. And therefore, says the Medrash, that is why the Psukim say, V'yikhu li truma, asu li mikdash, because it's very personal. Why is Hashem saying to build a Mishkan? Hashem is saying, let's try again. Let's reunite. But we need to do it in a different, better way than we did last time. We can't repeat the mistakes of the past. Make me a home. Let's reunite. And as the Medrash ends in so powerful way, Hashem says, I don't want to be outside anymore. I left, but I want to be with you. Make me a home.